Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. The words of Psalm 25. Advent words. Words about the coming of God. Words that acknowledge that from the beginning, from our fall, we have waited for God. That according to his words of promise, there is a hope that we look forward to. And all along the history of his salvation, he has done marvelous works. He has shown great deeds of salvation pointing forward to that hope. So the psalmist prays, as you brought the people of Exodus out of their slavery and into the promised land, now save me. Send your Christ, fulfill your words, make good on your promises to establish the throne of David forever. And you and I, now, having that throne established as Jesus ascended his holy cross, having the coronation begun as the babe born in Bethlehem lived to die, robed in purple, but crowned with thorns, with our thorns, now we wait. And in waiting for our Lord, we shall not be put to shame. Our trust shall not be disappointed. He has made known his ways, raising Jesus from the dead. He has shown us the path of righteousness that is to trust in his promises. I absolve you of all your sins. We ask then that he would continue, as we are in this age of darkness, to lead us into truth and teach us. All the day long and all our lives long, we have but one prayer. Remember your mercy. You showed it of old. You showed it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You showed it to Moses and the people of Israel. You showed it to David. And you've shown it to me. Baptized into your name most holy, with the whole Christian church on earth, finding in your gracious declaration that you will not remember our many transgressions, but according to your steadfast love, you will remember us. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Do away with this time of shadow and make it your time. That is what we wait for this Advent season. Jesus' time. His time. On Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.